Last week was the Kiwanis Thanksgiving meal distribution, and it was a drive-through event. Now, coming up in the month of December, of course, Christmas Day is another event, but it is sponsored by the Elks Lodge, and Gary Vauder is here today again to talk about the Christmas feast. How are you doing, Gary?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. Now, is Christmas going to be a drive-through event, or is it going to be...
It's going to be drive-in. It's just too hard to get. We can put seat 350 people in the lodge, and it's just there's no way we're going to do it right now. So it's just safe side. We just have a drive-through.
Now, with last year's, do you know how many meals you served last year?
I really don't. It was really slow last year because our advertising was not very good. We planned on 700, and I think they did around 500.
Well, still not bad.
And all the extra food went to other places like Helping Hands and places that could use it. So nothing went to waste.
Does that make you want to cut back, or are you still going to figure on 700 meals?
Well, we haven't decided yet, but if it was my choice, I'd decide on 600 and just do it that way. So it's doing Thanksgiving for 600, we ran out of space in the kitchen. We have a pretty big kitchen, but we really ran out of space of storing things that needed to stay cold until Thanksgiving Day.
Right. And I guess Christmas Day, I mean, I don't know, to me, thinking about picking up a meal on Christmas Day is just not the same as sitting down. So you might have fewer people that are interested.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I think Thanksgiving, people can do that a lot easier or want to do that a lot easier than doing a Christmas, because then you have your larger family together most of the time and you want to cook your own meals. Mm-hmm. We'll see this year, see how it goes. Hopefully next year we can have a sit down and have a community dinner, which we like to have.
And that's kind of the whole reason behind it to begin with, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. It started in 2006 by Howard and Vi Zabel. Howard is our organist, and they came up with the idea. And so we've been doing it that many years. And our largest crowd is about 850 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that, of course, obviously that rotates through a period of time.
Yeah, rotates over
three turns of the dining room there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We would like to see it get back to a sit-down. I think we can serve more of the community that way. But we'll see. You may be right in the fact that Christmas, more people want to cook in than Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, not that they do like coming to the sit down, and I think that's the difference. I mean, if they knew they could come to the sit down, you know, it's a little different than grabbing a meal in a box and taking it home.
Yeah, we used to have, and I know families of 10, 12 people that instead of cooking their Christmas dinner, they came and sat together at the Elks Lodge and had their dinner.
Yeah.
In the same way with Thanksgiving years, but a lot of that was at Christmas. I have friends that, you know, they had their grandkids in and stuff, and it was just easier to go down there and have the dinner.
Yeah, and of course you have a lot of other people, you know, that you can hang around and see that you haven't seen in a while. That's kind of the tough thing with this pandemic thing here is, like, you know, you don't see people that you're normally used to seeing, and then, you know, you have to wait around.
Yeah, and we've always had a sort of a group of people that volunteered, and every year the only time we'd see them is at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it was nice to see them. And a lot of times you forgot their names or something, had to get reacquainted, but it was nice to see those people every year. And doing it like we're doing now, we've got a lot of people who want to volunteer, but we don't need as many people now.
Right, right.
You know, when we do a sit-down dinner, it takes 60, 70 people.
Right. The kitchen people are still about the same amount, you don't have the service end of it.
Right.
The same.
Service, so.
Are you, what is the meal you're planning for this one?
It's still sort of up in the air. I can tell you that it's going to be turkey, and just like we did on Thanksgiving, turkey and dress stuffing and mashed potatoes and yams. And I don't know if we're going to do vegetables. We did vegetables last year. Kiwanis did not do vegetables. And a roll and pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. But we really
whether there'll be any additional things you haven't really decided on that.
No, because... somebody else makes that decision, not me.
Now, I believe I have to look for here quickly. I think Christmas is on a Saturday this year. Does that make a difference what day of the week it is for you guys?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. I think maybe you might have more people in town for some reason on a weekend, you know, when Christmas is in the middle of the week, less people travel than they do on a weekend, right. I think.
Now, what are the hours that you're going to be offering? Do you know that yet?
11 to 2.
11 to 2.
11 to 2, 3 hours.
And if you do 600 meals, you may be done before that.
Yeah, we'll be done before that. So it's if we plan on 600 or 700, when we run out, we run out. And right. I know last year we had extras, so we've given people in cars more of them. Now, I think we're going to do what we did for Thanksgiving, and that is four to-go boxes per car, unless you had six people in the car.
Right.
We just find that we'd like to stretch it out. People come up and say they want six of them, and with two people in the car, they're just planning on three meals, and we'd rather serve as many to one as we can.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, some people do kind of sneak around that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a problem when you have enough, but when you run out, and if you're sorry for the people that,
you know. Right, yeah. So, and again, like you said, you know, if you bring six people in the car with you, there's no question that it's for those six people. So, yeah.
And, of course, there are times when they don't have car for six people or whatever they need. They just need to come in two cars.
Yeah.
And I know the line starts pretty early, but we will have Santa Claus will be there. We'll be handing out stuffed toys to the kids. So if you want to bring your children with you to sit in a car, they'll get a stuffed toy. Stuffed animal, and they get to meet Santa Claus.
Now, what if a person, for some reason or another, doesn't have a car? Can they stand in line with the cars?
Yeah, you can walk up. We have people homeless that come and walk up and get their meals. Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll have a special area for that for those people to walk up and get them.
And again, to reiterate, this is a free meal. This doesn't cost anybody anything.
Doesn't cost anybody anything.
No prerequisites.
We take donations. The lodge saves up money all year to do this, and then any donations we get goes towards helping the fund next year.
Now, what about the rising cost of food and things like that? Has that hit you pretty hard?
Turkeys last year were $3.60, and this year they're over $4. Just our to-go containers doubled in price. Hmm. And that's not even food. That's just to-go.
Now, you know, we've heard a lot about, you know, turkey shortage and things like that for Thanksgiving. From what I've seen so far, it really hasn't panned out, at least for our area here.
Oh, we didn't get our turkeys.
You didn't get
your Thanksgiving, no. They didn't. We ordered our turkeys a month ago, and the week before Thanksgiving, they told us they didn't have the turkeys we wanted. So we had to buy a different turkey. We had to buy, instead of 22-pound turkeys, we had to buy 11-pound roasts. Breasts with dark meat roast.
Do you foresee having that same issue for the Christmas dinner?
They don't think so.
Okay.
But what we've done for Christmas is we've talked to U.S. Foods, and whenever some come available, they're going to ship them to us. And then because we have the freezer room to put them.
Storm, yeah.
And so they're going to do it. It's going to help us when they start coming in, and then they're probably going to run out again. Later, but so hopefully we'll have those.
Get them during the lull of the 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas. That'll help you out a lot.
Yes. I mean, the turkeys that we got for Thanksgiving were pretty good. They're a roll. They're pressed with a net on them, but they slice real nice, and it worked out pretty good.
Well, there is some convenience to that, you know, especially when you don't have to debone them or anything.
Well, that's why we buy deboned turkeys.
Right. Yeah. Now, you said something, I think, last time about buying the legs, though, right? Or no?
Yeah, well, we didn't get the legs.
Okay.
We didn't get the drumsticks because we couldn't buy that turkey.
So no dark meat at all?
Well, yeah, these pressed turkey rolls.
Got a combination.
It's like you get in a store that has a net over it, mm-hmm. and it has dark and white meat on it. Yeah. And so we thought it was going to take less time to cook for Thanksgiving, but they actually took longer to cook than a whole 22-pound turkey.
Wow. Well, anyway, again, Christmas coming up, December 25th is a Saturday, Elks Lodge 1858 on 12th there. Are you going to do it where people line up from Maple to 12th and then roll through, or is it going to be a little different?
We did it different last year for Christmas, and they're going to do it the same way, I think. You're going to come through the opening entrance off of 12th, is it 12th,
mm-hmm.
in through the overhang, and drive through there, and then we'll put the food out through our main front door.
Okay.
And then just drive on through. Now, I don't know where the line starts yet, but there'll be parking signs everywhere. I mean, there's traffic signs everywhere pointing to where to go.
Okay. And, you know, please keep us updated throughout the month, and we'll let people know if there's any changes or any information, or just keep getting the word out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm glad to be here and being able to let people know what we're doing.
Gary Vauder, thank you so much.
Okay.
Ella Glowacki and Gary Cargill are going to talk with us next about a clothing drive for homeless students at Syuslaw School.